WSFC 692. Monitoring. Anyone out there? Over.
QRPD 448. I copy you. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Just driving south, heading back home. How are you doing? Over.
Just enjoying a mellow Saturday evening. Just turned on the radio just now. Was getting ready to identify, and I heard you call out. Where are you coming back from, or where are you at, roughly?
Yeah, thanks for the reply. I'm heading from Rochester Hills back home to Livonia. I'm on Telegraph in maybe 9-10 miles. Over.
I know the area very, very well, as I used to live out there. I'm currently transmitting from Groveland Township, or if you know where the Renaissance Festival is, I'm right across Dixie Highway from that, next to the state park.
Yeah, very cool. Appreciate the callback. I've just been playing with a new radio in the vehicle and got a mobile mag mount on the truck, and just wanted to make sure it's working. Over.
Yeah, you're coming in pretty good. A little bit of static here and there, but I think that might be weather-related. I've been hearing a lot of that, everyone's radios. But yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. I hope the setup works out for you. Sounds good. Over.
Awesome. Thank you very much. It's just a small handheld. I've been considering getting a mobile unit mounted into the vehicle, trying to decide whether I should go with a 20-watt system or go with the higher 50-watt power unit. So I'm still trying to decide on that, but thanks for the confirmation. Appreciate it.
I'm on the 20-watt setting. I'm hitting the Flint repeater, no problem. I had another radio prior to this one that was the same radio, and it smoked out on me. It must have been a lemon. But I've had good luck with the radiodity. If you know who Jack is, he's got a radiodity 20-watt, and it does great for him. I guess if you're going to be rural, it might be worth it to have the extra wattage, but all my other radios are running on 10 or 20 watts. I'm hitting repeaters just fine. Over.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, the main reason for a higher wattage system is I think at home I'm just on the edge of hitting the repeater, and I have to actually walk to the backyard to hit the repeater. I cannot contact it through the house. I think the house is all brick and plaster walls, so I need to get like an external antenna. But yeah, really considering a higher output system, and we'll definitely look at the radiodity. Thanks for the input, and yes, I was talking to Jack earlier today. Over.
Yeah, Jack's a wealth of knowledge. He's the one that told me that if I got the 40-watt radio, and obviously it makes sense, if you can hit it on the 20-watt setting, stay on the 20-watt setting and, you know, save the life of the radio and, you know, have it there for when you need it. If you can get an external antenna mounted on your home, that would make a tremendous amount of difference, because I think like 70% of your signal is all antenna related. Over.
Yeah, fully agree with that, and I've actually been in the garage trying to build a J-pole copper antenna, so hopefully I'll have that up and running. I'm waiting for some coax cable to come in to try to mount that in my attic to see how that does. Over.
Oh, very good. I had considered making my own J-pole too, and even had all the stuff for it. But I found a really inexpensive GMRS radio on Amazon that people say works great. I'm transmitting on it right now, and it was only like a $40, or I paid $26 for it. I think it's like $35 now or something. But, I mean, if I sound good, you know, I don't have a whole lot into my system yet anyway. Over.
Very nice. What system are you using for radio? Over.
Yeah, right now I'm on my base. It's the Radiata 8DB 40 watt. And as far as the antenna goes, yeah, I'm not kidding. I couldn't even pronounce it. It was some off-brand foreign name. But you can buy inexpensive GMR antennas. Obviously not as much fun as building your own, and you have better control over building your own as far as tuning. But like the antenna I got right now that I'm on, it's got like a 1.2 SWR throughout the band, but on the very last channel, this channel, it's 1.6. So I'm going to try to do something with that. Over.
All right, very cool. I will look into that as soon as I get home in about 15, 20 minutes. I appreciate the feedback, and yeah, I'm looking forward to getting a base station where I'll be able to communicate from my office, my home office, instead of having to walk out into the backyard. Over.
That sounds like a plan. Well, hey, look, I'm going to let you go. My name is Kurt, Boland Township, WRPB 448. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. I'm out here usually intermittently at night. I talk to Jack. I talk to Sheboygan Bob, Travis from Flint. Travis from Flint's another guy that you should talk to. He's got a radio shop, and he's another wealth of information. Yeah, this is WRPV 448. I am clear on your final. Have a good evening, sir.
Great. Thanks for the information, Kurt. I really appreciate it. And, yes, I have talked to Jack many times, as well as Bob up in Sheboygan, and we'll hope to talk to you soon again, and I'll continue playing with my antenna. And this is WSFC 692, clear as well. Over.